Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head in the lounge, we shut the door, and we air our grievances with the world. And remember, there's no such thing as a grievance that's too big or too small or too frivolous. You can grieve about it. You can complain. You can complain about anything you'd like. And honestly, my guests and I, we are here to sing with you the song of complaint. And the whole point of the Luxury Lounge, if you're new here, is we shut the door and there is nobody that can look at you and say, no, there's bigger problems in the world. No. Your problems are the biggest problems. Your problems are important here. Your problems are necessary here. Your problems will be heard here in the lounge. And I want to thank you. Thank you for listening each week. Thank you for telling your friends. Thank you when I see you at shows, you say, Jared, I love the lounge. I love the leather. I love the mahogany. I hear it. It means so much. And right now you might be listening and you're like, oh, he's thanking me. Yeah, I'm thanking you if you've told a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa. You know, the Luxury Lounge, it isn't on billboards. The Luxury Lounge isn't marketed. It's a word of mouth room. It's a club. And you pass the key to one another. And you, fine listener, you got to pass that key. Pass that key. Let people know. Tell your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your papas. Anyone with ears will take the earless community as well. And I want you to tell a friend. Let someone know. Make it your Instagram story. Ooh, what a fun find that is for someone. They're going on your stories. They're looking at your cat, your dog, your lunch that day. And then all of a sudden you give them. You're taking. When you're posting on Instagram stories, you're taking from people. You're saying, look at me. Now, when you share the Luxury Lounge, this is for you people. This is your little bit of therapy. An hour a day keeps the angry thoughts away. That's what we say in the lounge. I got live shows, people. Also, if you have a Luxury Lounge complaint, here's the rules of the Luxury Lounge. You title it Luxury Lounge, and then you give me a little sauce. What do you mean by that, Jared? Well, title it Luxury Lounge and then say the title of it. So Luxury Lounge, ba-da-da-da. Luxury Lounge, ba-da-da-da. Luxury Lounge, my complaint. So then you, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You have to title it because I have both JTrain emails and Luxury Lounge emails going to the same account. You're basically my assistant in this whole thing. So jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. You title it Luxury Lounge, ba-da-da-da. And then you complain and keep your complaints. The complaints this week, the ones that are coming in, good length. Take your pointer finger and your thumb and make the corners of a box. That's how large it should be when you type it out. So, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I got live shows, people. If you're listening to this right now, I'm coming to Omaha. If you are in Omaha, Nebraska, and if you're one of my 17 listeners in Omaha, Nebraska, I need all 17 of you to bring about 30 people each to make this, you know, to make this work out. Okay? Because it might be just you 17 and me. So, Omaha, Nebraska, Salt Lake City, big shows in Salt Lake, Kansas City, Missouri, Denver, those tickets, if you're in Denver and you're listening, they are going gone. Don't be that person that's messaging me, but I couldn't get a friend in. Nope. Limited seats. Columbus, Newark, Tampa, Nashville, Dayton, Albany, jaredfree.com for tickets. Bring your group chat. Assemble that group chat. I'm very excited about today's guest. He is an OKP of the podcast, original key player. It is his first time. You know, this is like showing an old friend an addition to your house. You know, this is like, you know, oh, you haven't been over in a while. Wait till you see the new den. Wait till you see the man cave I've built. Wait till you see the luxury lounge that I've put together. He is the host of Friday Night Greg, also a member of the new band Night Cream, and he is here with us today, Greg Stone. Thank you for coming on the Luxury Lounge.
Oh, man, Jared, so happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me.
It's great. So you play, do you have walk-on music for yourself?
Do you hear that too?
Yeah, what is that?
Every time I introduce myself, it's just been happening. I thought that was my mind.
Do it again. Introduce yourself again. Maybe it'll happen again.
Hey, what's up, everyone? My name's Greg Stone.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like a... It's almost like it's being played on a phone, but it's not.
No,
your hands are in the sky. Your phone... Wait, do it again. Okay, now, good friend of the podcast, OKP, first time in the lounge, Greg Stone.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Wow, it's like you're the new person on a sitcom. Like you're the cool bad boy. They play. It has a little bit of a riff there.
Yeah. It's now back to you, Greg.
Oh my God.
I don't even know where it's coming from. I paid someone last week, and it's just been happening.
It's like you're walking around with, what was the name of Jay Leno's bandmate? Kevin Eubanks is just following you around.
Yeah.
Is that Kevin in the house with you?
There's Kevin. Yeah, there one.
Greg, so anyway, good to be here. I'm happy you're here. Everyone needs to go follow Greg. He's hilarious, fantastic. At Greg F. Stone on Instagram. But he's got a podcast. And I think everyone here needs to be listening to the podcast. And, you know, he's got a walk-on music wherever he goes. So you know the podcast is going to be zany. Friday night, Greg. Greg, how are you? What's going on? How's the baby?
Baby's great, man. Living the dream. You know, he's crying, but he's crying right now. But, you know, I'm here. I got to work. I'm here for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. So there's a crying baby. You know, cry it out. I got luxury complaints to do.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's bitching on, man. His new crib is mahogany.
Oh.
He's an oak man.
Yeah.
So he's been nothing but bitching. He'd like to sleep on hard oak.
Oak. I don't know. I didn't realize we had such a fussy baby.
He's a man of the people, you know?
Yeah.
He likes solid wood.
Solid wood. This mahogany shit. And yeah, listen, when I redid the lounge, we went with mahogany, but it wouldn't be good enough for Greg's baby. That's what we know. So explain to the listeners Friday night. Well, hold on.
Yeah.
I think the listeners need to know about Mr. Go Down by Night Cream. Night Cream is Greg's band, and it is...
I wouldn't
what
say
would you
band.
Call it a band? What would you call it?
Future. Just the future.
The future.
It's just the
it's future. It's the future of music.
Nope, just the future.
No, of everything, literally.
It's just the future, okay? And we were going to go with...
I hope Night Cream becomes so big that this is the soundbite they play on the E! Like True Hollywood Story. They're like, you know, Night Cream started in a Astoria loft, and then they're like, Greg, what do you think this is? Future.
Future.
And that would be the billion-dollar entertainment company, Night Cream, started, and Greg knew it from the start. He just kept calling it the future. So explain it.
Every time someone brings us up on a show, they go, they want to be like, do I say it's improv? Is it music? I go, you don't say anything. You just say, I'm happy to have them, Night Cream. I refuse to, no credits. We are happy to have them, Night Cream. They will figure out what it is.
You will be the Night Cream. You will know while it's happening what it is. It is a feeling. It is a vibe. It is something that moves through your body. I've watched Night Cream, and I am a huge fan. Mm. And you know, Mr. Go Down. If you go to Greg's Instagram, you can watch the. I guess I won't call it a music video. Just the video.
Yeah, it's motion pictures of sound.
Yes.
And rhythm.
And now the live shows, do people call out and you just start singing? Or what is the live experience?
So the host comes on, they go, ladies and gentlemen, your next act is the future, Night Cream.
Night Cream.
And we are in the future. They literally are coming, so it's accurate.
Yeah, it is accurate.
Come on. People look at us. I go, what are we doing? The beats start playing. Mm-hmm. The auto-tune goes on. You know, I start because what we do is we, you know, Harumi will play. Harumi's the other guy in Night Cream. He plays the beats. I open up my soul to feel what the beats are. Whatever comes to me comes. And then we do auto-tune crowd work and just hope a song comes out. Every show's different. Just hope to God we don't.
With a hope and a prayer. I mean, is there a moment? Is there anyone that doesn't get it? And I know, listen, we don't do our art for the people that don't get it. You can leave. It's time to go. When someone doesn't get it, what happens?
Because so we did we did a show on Thursday, and we did a show on Friday.
So to the listeners at home, Night Cream, basically it's Dan Harumi and Greg Stone, and there's music, and Greg is basically, you know, is singing to your souls. And when you're at a comedy show, and I before we get into the story, if you're at a comedy show, you know, there's a thing called alternative comedy, and I would put this under that umbrella, and I don't mean to put you under any umbrella, but
it's alternative music.
It's alternative music. It's alternative everything.
But alternative to a good time.
It is funny when an alternative comic shows up at like a regular comedy show. Some people get so angry at the idea that like it is not in the box that they thought comedy would be in. They're like, wait a minute, you're not talking about your wife and your in-laws. And I would imagine Night Cream might rattle some cages for people. So now I'll tell your story.
Yeah, this is that. I mean, Thursday we did New York Comedy Club.
Okay.
We go
a great comedy club that both of us perform at, but this is a standard, hey, dating's tough. Okay. And you're on the lineup as Night Cream.
Yes. Yes. Okay. No one knows no one knows what's about to happen.
Sure.
She brings us up, ladies and gentlemen, Night Cream. Harumi goes on, he starts playing beats. I just unloaded. The crowd immediately goes, we're 100% in.
They
one woman
it.
Was like, what is this? By the end of the show, she was screaming. She was doing all of the hooks. Like we have a song, you know, like we have a song called Amy Schumer Runs on Batteries. It's just a song called
Can you sing us the chorus to Amy Schumer Runs on Batteries?
Amy Schumer runs on batteries. Double D's. Not the tits, but the batteries. And then we just figure out what's in between. Here's the thing. That beat might come on. That song might not. Yeah. That was just that song that night. Like sometimes we repeat, but sometimes it's whatever the beat tells me to do.
No, listen.
You find the hook.
Future. It's future. It's future. Find the hook. The song, the beat goes into your anus and into your soul, and it comes out your mouth, whatever way it comes out. And this one came out. Britney Spears runs on double D's, not the tits, the batteries. And I love that.
Amy Schumer, I apologize. I just want to correct it. It's Amy Schumer runs on batteries.
What did I say?
You said Britney Spears, who might also run batteries, but I haven't explored that yet.
Okay.
That wasn't the random name that popped into my head at that moment.
Amy Schumer runs on runs batteries.
What does that mean? I don't know. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, that's what we're doing. Woman in the front, she's going crazy. She's singing along. Everyone's having a best time. I walk off stage and went, that was the best night of my life. Comedically, like that was artistic. It was weird, and everyone was on board. The next day, we go to the Night Cream show, which is labeled as our show. Like the first show, we just showed up on a show.
So that show, you have surprised people, and it went well. Now, Night Cream does a show in Astoria. Yeah. You can be a part of this madness.
Yeah,
and if you go to Greg's at Greg F Stone on Instagram, if you follow Greg, which you all should, Greg is hilarious. I want you to go follow him so you could go to the show and it's all Night Cream. So everyone has bought tickets knowing they're heading for a musical experience of some sort.
That's what we thought.
Yeah, okay.
Show last week.
Someone there is like, I'm here for the Cortisone Cream convention. Yeah.
Yeah, they thought it was a cream-based show. sold out show.
Okay.
People, I'm like, wow, fucking sold out show, man. Like, this is great, you know? It's a small room, but who cares, you know?
Sure.
We go on. I also didn't realize on the flyer it said, get a free White Claw. It was sold out, I believe, for free
the White Claw.
For the White
Come
Claw. It's what
Come
the
on.
Draw was. People,
has the cost of goods gone up that much? That should be like a market indicator. Like they should be on Wall Street on CNBC being like, hey, just to let you know, people are showing up places for free White Claws. That's how bad things are right now.
We do the show. We get into the show. Let me tell you, dude, 30 seconds in. So the way that show works is we have two or three comedians go on first. Then Night Cream comes on. Then I'll bring the comedians back and we might like, then you can come on stage and we all sing together and we all figure it out. Like it's
just
fun, right?
Yeah.
30 seconds into my set. I also say I did get too high for the first one because I got to get a little high. Because I gotta go out.
You gotta get let the mind breathe, so to speak.
Right.
Let it out. So this is a lot like I would compare this to the rap group Wu-Tang. I would say this is a lot like Wu-Tang, where there's the main two guys, but we'll open it up to the whole crew. Yeah, okay.
Everyone have a good time. I'm not selfish.
This is the Night Cream is the Wu-Tang of improvisational's future. Okay.
I would say the Wu-Tang of nonsense.
Yes. But,
so we come out. I get into this song. Everyone is angry.
Angry.
But I'm looking at one woman who's 50 years old in the front, and she's just like, no. Right? And I'm like,
she's like, this is not worth a Barry White Claw.
30 seconds in, I go, no, I don't want to be here. I want to go home. In my mind.
No.
In my mind, I was like, ah, fuck, right? But I'm a professional, right?
But so that should have been the next song.
Please, I want to go home.
I want to go home.
Yeah. This isn't
going well. I want to go home. That would be the most hilarious. That would be the hit.
It's a club hit.
But just to have that in your back pocket for any time Night Cream ain't creaming, it would be, I would love it. I would literally shit myself laughing in the back.
And I would say, man, like, the show was fine, but I was like, I was like, oh my God, I want to go home. This isn't going well. So then I just started doing songs. I just kind of like, just to let you all know, this is what this is. Like, it's not going to change. It's a half hour of this.
Yeah.
So if you're already out, this might not be for you, but this is what this is.
Listen, and this is the thing, like, stand up, you have this where you tell the first joke and you're like, okay. And you feel the audience not really into it. And you're like, okay, let's switch topics. Let's switch material. Let's switch cadence. Let's do some crowd work. The problem with bits, and this was early in stand-up, you realize every comic, when they start out, is like, I have an idea for a bit where I'm going to fall down. Okay? And you're like, I am going to do a bit where somewhere in the bit, I'm on the floor. Every comic has thought that this was a stroke of genius, and they try it once, and maybe it works once, and they're like, fuck yeah, and the laughs are so big that it rises them back up on stage. But there will be a time where you do your bit with falling over, and then no one laughs, and now you're just a guy standing back up on stage to silence. So I would consider Night Cream a similar type of risk you're taking.
Yeah. You could actually break your nose in the opening 3 seconds. Then you got to perform with blood all over your face.
Not into it.
With stand-up, too, it's like, okay, I can go bigger energy, lower energy, this kind of joke, that kind of joke. With Night Cream, it's like, this is what, I mean, it's improv. It's mostly improvised.
Yes.
So it's like every night, I know with my act, I know it's going to go well or they're wrong. Not that sense, like, or they're not for me. It's fine. You know, but with, it's like, I might not have it tonight. You know, it's like, tonight we have a show and it's like, I mean, you were at New York Comedy Club again and last week was the best. And I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen tonight. Like, it could bomb furiously.
And especially if you had a great night the night before, you get a little cocky. You go, and you go, I'll have an extra puff pass. this is the fuel. This is the gas that gets the engine going. And then you get up there, and then there's an old woman who came for free White Claws in Astoria staring into your soul, saying, this art fucking sucks.
So it's weak. So in that, exactly, at Grove 34, half the crowd was really into it, and half was like they weren't sure what was happening.
What is this?
What?
They're like, what is this?
What is this? Right. And I'll be honest, they were on board by the end, but it wasn't I was also so high. I was like, this is, you know, it's like the puff is the gas. I was like, I put diesel in the tank. This is diesel.
Yeah.
But so like I was making jokes being like, oh, you're locked in with Night Cream tonight. No leaving. I don't care if you have I was just making jokes like that. The crazy woman, the old one in the front, gets up to leave. The girl there was a girl at the door who was into it, who put her hand in for the door. And she said, he said, no one can leave. And then I had to be like, oh, you have to let that woman. That's illegal. You can't do that.
You go immediately into, we're not taking hostage. Yeah. We're not taking hostages. Yeah. Let that woman go.
Yeah. Also should be noted, I have no musical skills. None of the words ever rhyme. Sometimes the hooks work, but it's like, I'm not a musical person. Rumi just makes these like wild beats and then we just have a good time.
I would disagree. Everyone can go to Greg F. Stone on Instagram. Go to Mr. Godown. It sounds great. The video is amazing. Everyone should listen to Friday Night Greg Go. It's a podcast, and Friday Night Greg is hilarious and fun, and it's a great addition to your podcast Rolodex, because you're going to need a Friday Night Greg. Do you do any of the music on Friday Night Greg?
Yeah, we'll do Night Cream episodes. Some of them are on Patreon. Some of them aren't. The Friday Night Greg is like mostly funny, but it's still my mind. So it's like we're doing... You know how you're very smart and you go, I want to do Luxury Lounge. I'll do a whole other podcast.
Sure.
I just put everything into Friday Night Greg. Okay. It's like I'm too ADHD.
Well, I think you're smart because it's called a variety show.
It's a variety. So
you have a variety show.
It's a variety show.
Yeah. So, but that's exciting because it's like you never know what you're going to get. This is a box of chocolates. This is a Forrest Gump situation. You know, people can subscribe to Friday Night Greg. And here's the thing about a podcast. Like, you know, I dip in and out of the podcast I listen to. Someone here is like, I need something. I need something. I don't know what it is. Friday Night Greg, there's your answer. Right? That's it. So, but also this means you have to get subscribed. Subscribe because that is huge. That is a form of payment to us in the podcast community. So get subscribed to Friday Night Greg. And I want to ask you one more question because we're going to get to the complaints. JTraydenPodcast@gmail.com. One more question. I want you, I don't know if we talked about it since you went viral.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
My headphones came out.
Uh-oh. Okay. See, this is like a Friday, this is just like a Friday Night Greg episode. You don't, you never know what's going to happen. So,
sorry,
hold
I'm back.
Here we go. Okay, so you went viral.
I did?
You didn't hear? Kevin Eubanks didn't tell you?
No, what are you talking about? Are you talking about the crowd work video from a long time ago?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Have you been on since that went huge?
Been on what?
This podcast? Yeah.
I don't think so.
So Greg has a set at the Comedy Cellar, and you start talking to the audience. Explain it to people.
Right.
Because so I have a question about it that I was wondering.
Yeah, and there's actually a deeper story to that that we might not have time for, but I'll tell you later. Anyway, or why did you do this? Okay. Moving right along.
Podcasts are literally the places for deep stories. And you're like, no, I'll tell you off mic. What? Tell the fucking story.
Yeah. So I was working in the Comedy Cellar and I get booked. It was like a dream to work that club, start working the club. I don't really bomb. I don't have a problem. But for some reason, she just stops booking me for whatever reason. No reason, whatever. 6 months or a year later, I am like, they've taken the one thing that I really had that I was proud of was away from me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm still a comedian. So I'm like, I start going to other clubs, just get like, you know, feeling fine. I'm like, fuck it. I really believe in myself now because I didn't need something else to validate me. Mm-hmm. No reason. I have no idea why. 6 months or a year later, they start booking me again.
Okay.
And I go, well, if I'm coming back, I'm not doing the A+ perfect set every time. I'm doing me. I am going to be the most me because now I know. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
you don't need, you're playing with house money. Greg gonna be Greg. Yes.
Greg gonna be Greg. So a few sets in, I go on stage and I always like to do a thing I like to call it's like a bomb I always put in my set where I'll always open up in one point of my set. I always open it up to the crowd. Just I open it up a question just to maybe throw it all away, you know, ruin it, like do crowd work that I don't know where it's going just to see. Right. And so I will. But one of the jokes I do is I'll go, I have a fucked up family. Anybody else ever a fucked up family? Someone will say something and then we'll talk a little bit and then I'll get into my family bits if it's whatever. So I say that I was like, hey, is anybody a fucked up lady family? The lady raises her hand. She goes, I do. And I go, what's up, you know, or whatever. And she goes, I don't know if I should get into it. And I'm like, well, now you got to tell me. Right.
Yes.
And she goes, you can't make this. It's not funny. And now I'm like, well, she's painted me into a corner now.
Yeah. I'm like, you don't think I can make it funny? Oh, yeah. I'll try. Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, just tell me what it is. And she goes, my mom left my dad and my dad murdered my mom. And then.
Holy fucking shit.
Right.
And it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
How Greg handles it. And it is like watching Greg walk a tight wire with no net underneath. the whole video, because you keep asking questions and keep trying to get out of it, but then it keeps coming back up and the crowd is into it. They're applauding the flips you're doing on the tight wire. And right. It's like, and it's on YouTube, and it has, how many hits does it have at this point?
A couple mil.
Look at he's all cocky now. Yeah, a couple mil for this guy. So
scroll down one video, 300 views.
But I'm telling everyone, go watch this, because it's just such a, and the person you're talking to, whenever you talk to someone in the crowd and something serious comes up, the crowd does feel whether the person talking about it is okay. And it sounded like this person was like okay with it.
She was totally cool. And I kept checking back in with her. Like a few things I knew is, one, I can't shit on her because I asked for this. Yes. You know, like, I just don't think that's right. Like, so it has to be about me. So it's like, I just keep bringing it back to myself. And two was, everyone in the crowd is more interested in this than whatever bullshit I'm about to say.
Well, you can't turn to the crowd and go, so dating's hard.
Right.
Like, you can't. Well, I mean, in a similar instance, there was a listener that was at one of my shows at the Cellar, and I knew as a listener because afterwards they messaged me, but I'm on stage and all of a sudden I see this guy choking and I go, is he okay? And they're like, no, he's choking. And the guy was like, you know, if you're choking, you're both choking, but also like he was embarrassed. He was like, I don't want the attention on me. So he's like, I'm fine. I go, no, he's really choking. And like the whole crowd is now looking at him and people next to him are hitting his back. And then the wait staff goes over. And it's like, this guy's like at the same time of like choking, he's going, no, get away. I'm fine. I'm on a date. Like, he didn't want to be looked at.
I'm on a date. This has to go well for me, please.
I gotta fuck.
That's too long. It's like the date, he's fucking this woman and he's still choking. He's
But he was like trying to hide that he was choking. So finally he goes, I'm good. And you could tell the choking had ended. And I said to the crowd, I go, there's nothing harder as a comic than going from this guy's almost losing his life to me going, okay, back to me. I got stories to tell. Like, what? So I wanted to know, have people reached out to you because it got so big about their, like, I would imagine that attracts people with their life-threatening tales or their horrific stories, or has that not happened?
I mean, nothing like that. All of the comments were, damn, wish it was Schultz who this happened to. Because that's just like the big crowd. I guess like people who follow Schultz follow crowd work comedy or whatever. And all of Schultz's fans were like, well, how would a Schultz handled it? I'm like, I don't know, probably differently. I don't know. We're different people. Schultz, but like, this was so crazy how many Schultz comments I got.
Like, oh man, this is like choose your own adventure comedian. Like, they're like playing a video game. They're like, no, I want the other avatar to play this.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
The thing that made me mad was when it initially blew up on Reddit, someone cut it. So all they really got was to the woman going, my dad cursed my mom, blah, blah, blah. And then they cut the end. They put it under watch people die inside. And I was like,
oh,
nope, I didn't die inside. You need to watch the end of this, because I'm proud of what happened.
No, this was an accomplishment. This is a moment. Everyone in that room felt good about this. No one died inside. Life was made that day.
Yeah.
People believed again.
Yeah. And also, like, there was like a comment that was like, oh, it's like, I'm dying like you're like her dad did. And everyone's like, said I should have said that. And I kept being like, no, that's the easiest joke. Of course I thought of that joke, but I went to the next joke.
What makes this viral is that it had depth to it, and it's not, you know, but like that. You could have done that, but like, you know, listen, we know when we take the easy way out. Not to say we never do, but this was. Listen, everyone should go watch it. Go to Greg's YouTube page at Greg F. Stone on Instagram. All his links are there. The J Train Podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Relationships take work. A lot of us will drop anything to go help someone we care about, but how often do we give ourselves the same treatment? You have to invest in yourself. For me, working out or buying some new sneakers is an investment in myself. BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to take care of your most important relationship, the one you have with yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, The hardest part about finding help is where to find it, who to go to. And you get in your own head, you go, I'm not going to just Google therapy. That's not what you want to do. You want to go to a place that you can trust, a place that you can look to, a place that will differentiate based on what you're looking for. Whether it's hitting the gym, making time for your haircut, or even trying therapy, you are your greatest asset. So invest the time and effort into yourself like you do for other people. I'm telling you right now, I just love that BetterHelp Online Therapy makes it easier for you to get into it. Because there's so, you know, you don't have to go to the office. There's no waiting room. It's just right there, you on your computer. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist. So you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. The J Train is sponsored by BetterHelp, and listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/JTrain. That's BETTERHELP.com/JTrain. Hello, people. As you know, I have a Patreon. Every week, I do 3 extra podcasts for $5 a month. On Monday, I do Coffee with J Train. This week's Coffee with J Train was about staying with my friends in San Francisco, going to the burbs, going out for dinner, what it was like, hanging around their kids. Then I did Luxury Lounge. I did complaints from Patreon subscribers that included having to sit in the nosebleeds at a game, Instagram sound turning on, and having a doctorate but having to work at a school as a psychologist. And then I did one more email where we talked about approaching a gym crush. If you want to be a part of Patreon, go to patreon.com/JaredFreed. It is $5 a month, and you get 3 extra podcasts a week. And that's what those 3 podcasts were about this week, so go check it out. You ready to do some complaining?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give me a little taste. I'll do my complaint, then we'll go to your complaint. Mine's pretty quick. Okay, hit the music. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to do. Get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Kevin. Now.
That was the wrong button. Oh, shit. I meant to do this.
Well. Okay, so here we go. I was just at the airport, and I'm at the Delta Sky Club, and I went to in the C bank of Delta Sky Clubs. Like the D Sky Club is huge, and it's great. Mm-hmm. C has 2 Sky Clubs, and there's a smaller one, and then there's a little bit of a bigger one if you keep going down towards the other C gates. I was in the middle C gates, which was right next to the smaller Delta Sky Club. They have a toilet. When you go to the Sky Club, part of it is the toilet is the reason you are getting the membership. It's the reason it's important that you can, and people, I think everyone believes that because everyone takes too long. Everyone in the Delta Sky Club, you know, sets up shop in there. So I go to the toilet, and the toilet is made for someone who is 6'5". It is so high, and it's a one-person toilet. Yeah. So it's a one-person toilet for someone, and so the toilet is so far off the ground that I am literally like a gargoyle on top of this thing.
Yeah.
Trying to, and then you have, and when you poop, you need your feet on the ground to get it, you know, to create the friction between butt cheek to push out the poop. Mm-hmm. Like, this is why the squatty potty was invented, was to create a world where it could come out of you easier. If anything we've learned from the squatty potty is that you need your knees above your waist so that it comes out easier. So now I'm in a tough position to get the poop out. There's someone in the door, at the door, like, rattling it. And I'm like, okay, you get one rattle, and then I get 2 minutes from rattle.
Yes, yeah.
2 minutes.
At least.
Rattle, 2 minutes, then you get your next rattle. So now they're rattling. They give 30 seconds, another rattle. I'm sitting there like fucking, you know, I'm the gargoyle on top of, you know, on top of the New York City Life Building. And I'm trying. And it's like, why do they make a in what world does the toilet need to be that high off the ground? If anything, they should be like, I like the toilet that's literally on the ground. That's literally like, you know, like as if you're doing it outside, like the, you know, the cavemen once. Yeah,
like
did.
In Thailand, like those little.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I had on that. That's all I had to do more. Just I've seen them in Thailand.
I just can't believe the Delta Sky Club could create a toilet that would be less convenient than the ones that are out for the peasants in the just in the Gen Pop situation.
It's the Sky Club is big for the NBA players, you know, because you get a 6 foot Ooh. Nine guy in there. It's the only time they're ever feeling good. They're uncomfortable 90% of the time.
It's like they designed it. Like it's as if it's as if an architect had just retired from the NBA and he's like, it's time to make the Delta Sky Club toilets because this and also it's the only show in town. There was only one single toilet.
That's
because
the problem.
That's the real problem.
Yeah. They should have a, if you're doing high, first of all, I love their Sky Club and they're also just like, yeah, we put the toilets in the sky. Like that, we keep everything high. Everything's in the air here.
That's the name of the place. How could you not know?
What do you think? Yeah. Yeah. Shit in the clouds. Delta Sky Club.
Greg, you got a complaint?
I do.
Hit the music. Go
for
it.
I wasn't sure if you were talking to me.
I'm not. We put in music in post. It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint.
This complaint, it's hard for me because it's something I cannot stand, but also I'll just tell you. The guy, Facebook post, someone writes, it's a multiple thing, right?
Sure.
Rest in peace, Larry, or something, right?
Larry.
And everyone comments, so sorry if you're lost, blah, blah, blah. But then you get that one guy who goes, how'd it happen? Now, the how'd it happen guy, I hate, but am so jealous of.
Yes.
Because we all want to know.
Yes.
But we're all being civilized human beings.
Yes. I totally agree. And also, how'd it happen guy isn't close enough with them to DM.
Right.
What they're outing themselves for is that they have a relationship with this person that is not enough to personally message, but is enough to comment. And so they are in the, if it's showing up on your feed, then it is someone that you know of in an okay way. Like you kind of know them enough. So especially on Facebook. So it's really this guy's acknowledging that I have no social graces and I am like, I'm also the hero you wanted. Like it's dirty almost.
Yeah. He's doing the dirty work. Also, how do you respond to that? You just put elephant accident, you know, like decapitated, head fell off.
So this happened to me. There was the strangest one I have is I went on a date with a girl like years and years ago. Uh-huh. And then, you know, back in the day, you become like Facebook friends. This was like legit over 10 years ago. We went on a date. Yeah. Like these people I went on a date with 10 years ago, and then we became Facebook friends. And now I've just been following their lives and husbands and babies. And I'm I'm virtually at every milestone in their life. And this woman, she gets engaged. I'm like, good for her. And then before the wedding, the person died.
Oh my God.
And I was like, I wanted to be how'd it happen guy. Like I like, all you want to know is like, what the fuck, especially when it's someone young and you go, well, because you know, again, there's a personal, you're the star of your own movie. So you go, you know, could it have been me? What happened?
What was this?
What was this? How'd it go down? Also, how, and the other thing is, and these aren't good thoughts. You know, the I see eye to eye with you because you're not like, this isn't your best self because you want to go, oh, I'm so sorry. It doesn't matter how it happened. I'm sure you're going through pain. But you kind of want to know what her pain is. Like, is it like,
we found
out about a disease pain? Was it crossing the street pain?
Were they 103 years old?
Were they? Right? Did you marry a 103-year-old man?
Right. Yes. Was it a Subaru? I have a Subaru. Is my Subaru going to blow up? You know, it's like, how is it about you? Exactly.
Yeah. So I legit, I never forget it. The rest of the day, I'm Googling her name, his name. And then none of the obituaries, they never tell you.
No, they're the worst.
I know that there should be two obituaries. There should be one obituary for, you know, the general, you know, for the real one that goes up and is flowery and they were a good person seen by their fiance. And then we should get the real one.
Right, yeah.
You know, we should get the... So this guy was a dick to pretty much everyone. He died. You know, like I want one written by like the best man at his wedding, like kind of a roasty. Yeah.
Like it should be one written by loved ones and one by an enemy.
Yes. You
know? let's get both obituaries.
And now representing the enemies, like, and do it at the funeral too. Like they both have to read it.
Yeah. CNN and Fox News, you get both. You get both obituaries.
All right, let's go to the emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. And then give me a little sauce. This one's called Luxury Lounge Nail Color. Okay, what better than two straight men to comment on a woman's nail color? Hi, Jared. I went to the nail salon the other day and they laid out tons of color options. I went with a light pink that would match my outfits for a Nashville trip I have coming up. The nail technician did two extremely thin coats. And
Technician is funny.
Well, I do like the respect that is had for the profession. The nail technician did two extremely thin coats and you could barely see it. See, this is not much of a technician if they're not doing it right.
Right.
It looked like no polish was even on, and you could still see the whites of the nail underneath, which is a big red flag. After politely telling her that I didn't like how sheer it was, see, that's the thing. You go into languaging to be like, hey, because they're a technician, you don't want to be like a complainer. So I didn't like how sheer it was, expecting her to do another coat of the light pink. She made the executive decision that doing a third coat of light pink wouldn't help. So without asking me, she covered it all in bubblegum pink. Hey.
Get a whole other color?
We went from light pink to bubblegum pink. Those are two different colors. My nails are no longer sheer, but I spent $60 on a color so tacky. I wouldn't even put it on a child. At this point, I should have asked for the free flower design that comes with the kids special. What do we think, Greg?
Well, one, just some information just for us to have. I didn't know this, but I guess they are technicians because I didn't know this, but Tina was like, my wife was like, oh, if you do the nails wrong, people get sick. Like if they cut it wrong, there is some danger involved.
There's danger.
Minimal, but danger.
Well, you know, the danger this person's dealing with is a fashion faux pas. This is, you know, the danger this person has put them into is they look like they're on, they're like a child, like, you know, they're like a child pageant, child, like what, like with bubblegum pink. And here's the thing. They had outfits picked out for Nashville. Yep. They had a vision. It is all ruined now. They look like, now they're going to look like she's like in the pink ladies. We got Frenchie coming in. What do you think?
Well, also like something, because for me, I've done this with haircuts. Where if you give me a bad haircut, I love it. Like I just go, I'm going to live like this for a week. And that's
sure.
But that's not what a normal human being does. I would imagine this woman is a normal human being. And so she's probably a little self-conscious. So everywhere she goes, every time she puts her hands out, she's probably being like, oh, I hate the nails. Don't judge my nail. It's like, so you're constantly living with this layer. So I mean, like, you got to complain. You just got to say, I'm sorry, you got to do this again.
Also, as a man, so I'll speak from my own perspective. And I don't know if you agree with this, Greg. The nail polish, getting nails done never mattered to me.
Yeah.
Now I see it. Like I see a hot red with like a reflective gloss on it. I'm like, who's this bitch? You know, like I'm like,
Yeah, me
too. In the most complimentary of ways. I'm like, oh, look at this. Hot to trot. Like there is a, there's like a ba-ta-ta, ta-ta-ta, ba-ta-ta-ta-ta to the nail polish just zinging. And when I see bubble gum, I'm like, what the fuck is this? The malt shop? Get out of here.
Yeah. What are you? Are you younger than I thought you were? You know, this could be dangerous. You know, maybe you're 20.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Luxury Lounge, free contact lenses or nah? Greg, you wear glasses, right?
Yeah, and contacts. More contacts.
Okay, so here we go. Jared, Feather, listen to all your podcasts. Thanks for being relatable as fuck. I recently had an eye appointment to get my contact lens prescription renewed. So, Greg, you're familiar with this process.
Mm-hmm. I'm
not
in the world.
But here we go. You're in the world. I love my eye doctor. Is that weird? She's just super nice. Is that weird, Greg?
No, it's amazing. It's a very intimate thing.
They touch your eyeball.
Yeah, but they also get real close to your face, almost like kissing level. And if they smell good, if they're nice, it's nice to have a doctor who's calm and nice and fun.
I agree. I love my eye doctor, but the guy who works the reception desk is kind of a dick.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't like when reception person becomes like sitcom character punchy. Like, what are you, David Spade and Just Shoot Me? Like, I am here.
Great pull.
Well, I am here.
Yeah.
I'm here on my way to an appointment that has a time on it. Mm-hmm. I didn't factor in, you know, David Spade, you know, coming at me when I came into the place. Like, I want to be on time, and I have places to go from here. These people that, like, work the desk, they're like, oh, look who's here. Whoa, what? Hey, Cyclops, you're going to get your eyes done? You're like, get away.
Yeah. Also, not even that. I mean, I can't wait. I'm in this situation in my life right now.
Good. But the guy who works at the reception desk is kind of a dick. Nothing extreme, but just one of those associates who makes you feel like you're putting him out for merely expecting him to do the absolute bare minimum of his job. Anyway, he takes forever filling my prescription. And then he says he's actually got the contacts in stock in the store. So we wrap it up and I'm on my way. Contacts in hand. Great. The next day, I get a phone call from him. Apparently, there was a computer error and I might be getting more contacts mailed to me. He asked if I can bring them back to the store so they can credit for them. They can get credit for them. I mean, I swear, I'm not trying to be cheap, but shouldn't I just get to keep them? It's your mistake. Or at the very least, send me a return label to ship them back at no cost. But to ask me to physically come and return them to the store feels so bizarre to me. Am I wrong here? Greg Stone, what do you think?
Hey, no. No one has the... When you are in the... When you have an appointment, you exist only in that appointment. You are dead to them. Until the next appointment.
Yes, you're right.
Next appointment, I'll come. You got more contacts for me. Maybe I'll bring these back to you. But I am not, like, my life, in your opinion, should be jam-packed with everything until the next available appointment.
I only exist from 8 to 9. This is, you got me. Now you lost me. And for the guy to call you and say, hey, why don't you come back in? No, how about... I don't.
How about you come to my house?
Yeah, you come to my house, and I ain't putting out tea, okay? The only way I'm giving it to you if you come to my house is by putting my hand out of the crack of a door as if you're seamless bringing me a delivery, okay? It's just going to be the hand of the Wizard of Oz coming out, and then and here's what people need to start factoring in. The price of gas is so high right now. Ooh. That needs to be... That needs to be taken into consideration with everything you do starting today. Mm-hmm. If you're hooking up at the middle of the night and they're like, I'm going to come to you, you got to pay for the Uber. You got to think that Uber is an expense. The gas is so high right now for this guy to just go, yeah, just come back in. All right. Well, I hope you have a 20 laying on the counter because, right?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Who are you dealing with that you have an issue with an associate?
So let me tell you about these receptionists. And you know this, Jared.
Yes.
Power corrupts.
Yeah, and here's their receptionists are around the eye doctor, so you know there's a little there's a Napoleon complex there. They're like, you know, nobody. And I'm saying this. Listen, if you're a receptionist out there, I'm sure you're great. I'm sure you're wonderful. But like, I think sometimes they want to make sure you know that they got you by the balls.
Right. They are in charge of your appointment, of how long you wait. So that little bit of power these people get sometimes, and some of them.
Yeah, and they're not going home to their, you know, and you would assume they're not going home to their other place of power. You know, if you're the, you know, so this is where they get to be the queen or king of their domain.
Yeah, and some of these jobs aren't like hard to get, you know, so it's the only power they have. So they wield it like a silver sword given to them from Christ himself, right? Yes. Like they go wild.
Christ sword,
as we know, as it's in the book. I know nothing about religion.
I think it's chapter 2 in the Bible. They talk about that Christ sword.
Yeah, chapter 2, the notorious chapters. So I have an allergist. My allergist, the doctor, is the nicest, best doctor I've ever had in my life. Mm-hmm. The receptionist is a wild bitch.
What happens?
Passive aggressive, does things like, the main thing she does is like, you'll go stand, and she won't look up or acknowledge you until she's ready. She never says, hey, can you give me a second? I'll be with you in just a second.
Yes.
Just talking to her friend. And like, I've been going to this allergist for years. So I've gotten to a point where I just go, hey, or excuse me. Like, I'm like, excuse me, can you help me? And then they go, be with you in a second. I go, perfect. You know, I just make her, I trying to train her.
Yes.
We came to a boiling point with my wife and I, brand new baby, have not slept. We are at the edge. We call the place. They say, can me and my wife get our appointments at the same time? They go, just go in. We can do it at the same time because you're related. Fine. We go. The receptionist goes. Also, she has a sign that says, thank you, essential workers. They were closed during the pandemic, but they are trying to get essential worker credit.
Yeah, that's stolen.
They do not deserve.
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor.
Yes.
Yeah. Stolen valor. So I show up and I'm like, you know, my wife goes, my great wife's very sweet. She's like this. They're like, they can't do it. My wife is just like, she's almost in tears because it's just been hard. We haven't slept. And she's like, we have to wait another 2 hours for you. So I go up and I'm like, hey, this is not going to work. We're going in at the same time. We were told that. Lady starts going crazy. Like, she starts giving me attitude. I say, and I'm very curt. I'm like, no, this is how it is. This is what they said. This is what you will do. And I'm just like, this is how going. She gets kind of yelly at me. And then I went, oh, you don't know. I'm a stand-up comedian who has a heckle video that is over 3 million views. I can handle this with what you have. Like, you have no idea how.
Yeah, so I'm a wordsmith. I have the Christ sword in my mind. Yeah.
I step back. I took a breath. I step back. I go in the pocket. And then I just start being like, your place is always bad, right? It's like, I'm just starting coming. I'm like, you're all bad. You're all bad at your job. I used to do this job. What?
You brought out the past misgivings with her.
She went, well, what would you change? And she doesn't realize she's stressed and yelling. She doesn't realize that I live, like, I was born in the darkness. I'm cool in this area.
So I said,
one, you don't greet people. You make them stand. You make them wait. Instead of paying their bills online, you do this whole, like, they do this, all this passive aggression. This is how I would change this, and this. Also, I've done this job. I was in patient satisfaction in an emergency room. Much more difficult than you do. I mean, I'm just starting fucking nailing them, right? And then I started yelling. I started getting, like, she's like really going crazy. And I just saying hello is not new technology. This isn't new technology. I kept calling it technology. Just fucking like nailing whatever. They just start, like, whatever.
Everyone in the waiting room starts cheering for you.
Dude, I saw a guy pick his camera up. Like, we're going to get a Karen video. And then I saw him like change the narrative, like started aiming it at her. Like, it was like no longer him.
Oh, wow.
Now she is the thing. And I was like, I was getting everyone riled up. I was like, we all here are waiting. I'm like, I was like, you have done wrong to us. Right. And like the crowd was like, he speaks for all of us. Like, I just
finally the downtrodden can rise up.
Yeah. because she's so mean to everyone, so rude. So I just nailed it. And now I no longer go back to that doctor because I'm too embarrassed. Well, now I just can never come back here again. So that doctor's dead to me.
My final occasion at the allergist. Here's the real issue. Here's why they hold power. Mm-hmm. And in all these scenarios, we don't want to be friends with the doctor. We want to be friends with the people. We want to be friends with the receptionist. We want to be cool with the bar back. We want them to like us more because we want them to say they're not like the other pains in the asses. This one's an easy one. So they know that and they're using it against us.
Yeah.
The J Train Podcast is brought to you by Brooklinen. Winter hibernation may be behind us, but a good night's sleep is always in season. You deserve the best, and Brooklinen has you covered with a lineup of cozy essentials made for relaxation. People, I love Brooklinen. I mean, Brooklinen used to just be on podcasts, and now my mom's asking about it. So it's beautiful stuff that's comfy and cozy, and it's a great way to turn your home into its very own spa hotel experience. Brooklinen's sheets were inspired by the dreaminess of hotel bedding to help you get your best rest night at home. No late checkout required. By working directly with suppliers, Brooklinen cuts out the markups and passes those savings back to their customers, so you get their incredible products at a reasonable cost. Gone are the days of sourcing the web to put together your dream space. Brooklinen started with five-star bedding and now offers all the elements to elevate your space. That's right, all the essentials of home in one place. It doesn't get any easier than that. There's a reason Brooklinen has over 100,000 five-star reviews and counting. I love Brooklinen. Their website's easy. So many great items that can make your home just more comfortable. And for a limited time, Brooklinen is offering a free gift with purchase. If you miss out, you can use promo code JTRAIN20 anytime for $20 off of your purchase of $100 or more at brooklinen.com. That's BROOKLINEN.com. Promo code JTRAIN20. Head to brooklinen.com for your free gift with purchase today. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. JTRAINpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Greg Stone at Greg F. Stone. Go follow immediately at Greg F. Stone. Friday Night Greg is the podcast. Okay, Luxury Lounge, paying with cash. Jared Feather, love everything that you do. This is hardly a luxury issue, but here's my complaint. Listen, the complaining is the luxury. Mm-hmm. I was gassing up my car today, and while I was there, I ran inside to grab a coffee and a snack. There were two cashiers working, so I stepped into the shorter line, only to realize that the woman in front of me was paying in cash. And not just paying in cash, but digging through the stupid little coin pocket of her wallet, trying to make exact change. After what felt like 10 minutes of her counting out her coins, she realized that she actually doesn't have enough. So she pulls out her credit card and has to start the whole transaction over again. This is ridiculous. Why do people even use cash anymore in coins? All I want to do is tap my card and be on my way. Sincerely, no pennies for my thoughts. What do you think?
First of all, there's so many places now that are charging a surcharge for credit cards. And
insane.
And yeah. I bring cash just to spite them. Just because it's like, I will not. This is, no one has ever done this. And now we're doing a surcharge. I go, well, then I'll do cash. Makes me crazy.
Here's the problem. We are the beta test group of this new, of what's coming at us. Right now, we are in this in-between phase that just sucks. Some places have the tap. Some places don't have the tap. Some places don't take cash. Some places do. And the change is going to take another decade. It's going to take another decade. It may be quicker, but I think a decade is really when we go to a cashless society. Right. Now, the problem with this is I agree with this person. There should be if you're paying with cash line, card line. That's how it should be. But here's the other problem.
Where was this again? Sorry, what kind of establishment?
This is a gas station.
Okay, right.
I do understand at a gas station, most people with cards pay outside. Okay, fine. You should be able to pay for your snacks outside by the station. That's a whole another decade away. Mm-hmm. Here's the real issue. Okay, the real issue is we will one day be this person.
Yes.
The world is changing so fast that the cash person who's lost and looking through a pocket purse or change purse. I don't even think change purses exist anymore. They are living in a time that is not made for them. And we are heading that way every single day. We get closer to a reality, and we're not even going to see it coming. We're going to be at the gas station, and we're going to be in the front of a line to get, you know, our crypto metaverse coins, and some person behind us is going to go, oh, these fucking old fucking assholes can't even get it together. So it's like, you know, it's going to be us one day. That's the huge issue. And it's like, and the issue is we need technology to stop today. Today, it's got to end. I don't know what else we need at this
point. You just want to stop technology, you just said?
Done. Over. We're done.
Yeah.
We don't need any more. Right. We don't need any more technology. What do we need? What do you need, Greg? What are you pining for? The only technology I want is the one from Star Trek where it can dissolve me and reanimate me. Teleportation. That's it. If you can't do that, everything else, what do we need? What do you need? We need more porno that makes us not want to touch a real woman anymore. We're done. We've gone to the end of Porno Mountain. We don't need to go to the next base camp.
Yeah. I mean, I just agree. I mean, I agree. I agree with you. I mean, I'd like to have less things in my pocket, I guess. But yeah. I don't even know what that means. Well,
no. But that's the thing. What a luxury that is. We are at the point of no return. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Okay. Let's do one more. Is that okay, Greg?
Yeah. What am I doing?
I said, well, the baby's still crying, but it'll be okay. I sent you this before, so let's do this one. Ready? Luxury lounge, toilet paper problems. J Train. My husband and I bought a house last year, and after a few months of cleaning it myself, I said to hell with it and got a cleaning service. I don't want to work all week, only to spend half of Saturday cleaning every weekend. I love our cleaning service. However, they always try to get fancy with folding the last sheet of toilet paper. Sometimes they do a simple triangle fold, but sometimes they do a flower-like shape. To make it stick, they have to get the hotel... So hold on. To make it stick, they have to get the toilet paper wet. This turns several squares of toilet paper into a wet, soggy mess. This goes on for several unravels of the toilet paper throughout the day. Who wants to wipe with already wet and soggy toilet paper? So weird. Here are the picks. Let's take a look. So there's the flower, which is a very good toilet paper flower.
I would say I was amazed. It's cool.
This is good. I've seen junky ones, mm-hmm. and they make you a little depressed. It just looks like someone blew their nose and they just attached it on top of the toilet paper. Now, let's look at the wet mark. I mean, now, that is at least 100 rolls down. Do you see it?
That's wild. It's crazy how much water. It's like she just dumped a cup of water on there.
I mean, that looks like the toilet paper fell on the ground in a fraternity bathroom, and then someone was like, screw it, put it back on. Right. Who cares if everyone just gets jock itch in their asshole?
I also feel like this. Are you using the rose to wipe? Because I think the out is you go, hey, I'd appreciate if you just didn't do this anymore because it's not green. You know, it's a little wasteful for toilet paper.
Well, the fold is the solution. It should be the fold. So my parents in their house, we get a rose, there's a toilet paper rose going on in my parents' house. Okay. It does get tossed away. The first time you see it, you go, whoa. The second time, the bloom is off the rose.
Right.
So by the second time, we get it. You're doing a good job, but we want that triangle fold that will not end with me having ringworm on my asshole.
Yeah. Also, you're paying for a cleaning service by the hour. Put that time into the windows. Put that time into something else. I don't need this. I don't need this at all.
And I guess because it's such a good rose, we got to show it again. Because it's such a good rose, you go, I get it. The talent is being displayed.
Right.
But now it's time to go to the professional rose ranks, and you don't have to do it here. Take it on the road. We get it. You've perfected the craft. Yeah, it has nothing to do.
Yeah, I see how good you are by how clean my house is. Okay. I don't care about the rose. You know, it's like, oh, I assembled all your hot dogs into a middle finger situation. It's like, no, I don't give a shit. Leave my hot dogs alone. I don't need any of that. You know what I mean?
Into a middle finger. Yeah, I don't see. And there is a point where you go, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
How much? It's not like they come in with a bouquet of toilet roses. You know, they don't come in, hey, here for work. I got the vacuum and I've got the toilet roses. Like, these are being done during your time. You're paying for rose time.
Tita and I, we have a room. You know, I have an office in the apartment that where all my action figures were in, right?
Yes.
And the cleaning lady was, we always kept that room closed because I'm like, yeah, I don't go in there. Like, there's nothing for you in there.
What? That's Richie Rich's safe. You can't go. The family heirlooms are in there. We can't have the help running around the retirement.
Yeah, look, there's nothing in there for you but sadness. All right, whatever. We always do that. Like, she cleans the house. It's great. One day I left the door open. So I guess because the door was open, I guess she figured go on in. She put all my action figures. Like in like size order, she stood them, like she organized them.
Oh my
God. I was so embarrassed, you know, because this is a thing that I do that I'm like, I'm not 100% out of the closet, you know, but that she took her time. Go ahead.
That's the thing. You paid for a 2-hour service and it's almost like she was looking for ways to do other things. Like putting them in size order. It's like, well, the toilets are still, you know, garbage, but
yeah.
Look at, I put Captain America is hovering over, you know, over
Iron Man.
Iron Man.
She didn't do the recycling. I also want to say she didn't take the recycling out or do the recycling, but she spent a lot of time in the action figure room putting them in cool poses to represent different movies. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She was in there and I'm like, oh my God, she put all like the extra hands in a little jar and all this. And I'm like, yeah, this is just you're too close to this thing that I'm not really comfortable with. You know what I mean?
I mean, and also the conversation with her afterwards, like, hey, so that's Greg's room.
We're
going to stay out of that room. That's where Greg has Greg time, you know, with my toys.
Well, my little toys. But it was like nice. It's like she didn't just look freak her out. She was like, oh, no, I can tackle this.
And, yeah, you know. I mean, good for her. She tried. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Greg Stone, thank you for coming on. There it is. At Greg F. Stone on Instagram. Friday Night Greg is the podcast. Get subscribed. Also, Mr. Godown, go watch the video. It's on his YouTube and it's on his, the link is on his Instagram at Greg F. Stone. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Keep sending your emails. Back next week. Boom.